The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I had to do it again, man.
Yeah, you had to play a little Dust in the Baggy. Billy Strangs.
You lost weight.
Still. Paige, you know Billy Strings?
Not personally, no.
Huh?
Not personally, no.
Well, I mean, you're aware who it is?
Yes. I haven't heard too much of it, no.
Why are you whispering?
I haven't heard too much of it, no.
Oh, okay.
I think my microphone is drooping.
Yeah.
Is that what this is? Yes.
Yeah, he's not.
Dust in a baggie.
Dust in a baggie.
It's
a little
nice.
Shake.
You know, there's dust on the bottle. Now there's dust in a baggie.
I like the violin playing here.
Mud on the helmet. Shout out Brad Paisley.
What was the element you called it? Whoppy lipped?
Whoppy jaw.
Whoppy jaw.
Yeah. Okay. Like you see a chick topless, like, hey, kind of whoppy jaw looking, but it's cool.
Whoppy jaw. You
know. Bless him.
Unless one's like three cup sizes bigger than the other one. Shout out Chesney.
We have a real life angel on the phone right now.
We do.
We do.
Hey, Edith.
Hey.
How you doing?
How y'all doing this morning?
Good. Were you calling to volunteer for men to send you penis photos and you would medically rate them? Or?
Nope.
No, not going to do that today.
No.
Do you get those a lot?
No. I don't even do social media at all with dating or anything.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, but like texting, like you send photos and stuff, right? I mean, not dirty ones, but like you know how to exchange photos and whatnot, right?
With friends only.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. What about your friends with benefits? No? Or?
You got to have a couple.
Nope.
No.
We got none of them.
No. Ah, you know what that laugh means. You got to keep the secret, right?
That's right.
She got a couple in the back burner.
Tomorrow is your big. Tomorrow is your big surgery, right?
Yes, for my right eye, and I'll hopefully have 20/20.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, what's wrong with your eyes? Just a vision thing?
Yeah, I thought it was your foot.
Yeah, it's a cataract.
I thought it was the foot.
Oh, yeah, I thought
it was the eye.
No,
too.
It's cataract.
Didn't you already have one done, and then you're having the other one done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought there was a fear that like you're going to have to get a toe removed or something.
Oh, no, that's already happened.
Okay.
Oh, you. Which one did you lose?
The left pinky.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't want to lose the big one. That's the one you really want.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that helps me get in my shoes.
Pure laugh.
So, are you wearing an eye patch?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I actually had to pop my lens out and went over to my daughter's the other day and reached in and scratched the side of my nose. And she said, oh, my God, I just had the Lucy show pop up when she's wearing them fake glasses and scratched her nose.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. They've already got you on the gas already, don't they? I can tell.
No.
I can tell.
Why could they not do both eyes at the same time?
Because he's doing farsighted in one eye and nearsighted in the other so that I'll have 20/20 vision with both.
So this is like cataracts?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shoot. I was told I'll have to have that in the next 1 to 2 years.
How do you even know?
Because my eyesight sucks.
Yeah, but like you won't be...
If it's dull, if you're... The color you know is a bright color, but it's dull.
Yeah.
Then you've got cataracts growing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like I see the, like when I look, it's like if I look at this white screen, I see a little, like it looks like a tiny little worm and it starts to move away.
Oh, wow.
It's the, whatever that's called, stigmatism or something?
Stigmata.
No.
No. It's a blood vessel in your eye that is either behind your eyeball or in behind your lens to your eye that is running back and forth.
I would be fit to be tied. I
good song you released.
Yeah, but like, man, that's very, very scary. You know what I think mine comes from, Edith? I'm not even kidding you. You know what I would do as a kid that was so stupid? I would stare at the sun. I'm not kidding you.
No, that's good for your eyes.
I always,
what?
What? I thought it was bad.
Nope. In all actuality, that's the reason why we've lost the coloring in our eyes, is because we keep them behind sunglasses. Oh, our eyes are supposed to see the sun. And if you'll glance at it for like 4 seconds, several times a day, you'll get the color back in your eye.
I love that.
See, I thought I'd screwed myself up, but I maybe helped it a little longer.
Maybe because of an eclipse, you assume that it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Did you get a cause? Did he say why you're having this situation?
I noticed that my eyesight was going bad. I've wore glasses since I was 3. That's 65 years that I've worn glasses. And to get to go without glasses and not have to have contacts in my eyes, this is going to be amazing.
I had readers for a long time, and finally I took my grandson on his first fishing trip, and I was trying to tie the hook onto the line, and I couldn't see it worth a crap. And I was so I went the next freaking day.
Plus, you got to cast for him because you got to hold him, and you're doing all the fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to thread a needle if you can't see. That's even worse.
I don't know how to.
Edith even wore glasses when she was dancing at the strip club or the swinger club back in the day.
It was a swinger club. That's right. When she was dancing for Morgan Freeman.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. Mm.
So you're not going to be able to get your eyes wet or anything for, I think, a long time.
No, it doesn't. There's no stitches, nothing anymore. They do it all with ultrasound.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
How? I thought it was lasers. Is it the same
thing? No lasers. It's ultrasound now. It breaks it up, and they go in there with a little instrument and pull it out, and then they pop the soft one in, and it's... You never have to have cataract surgery again.
What if they said, hey, there's this thing coming up next year. You want us to go ahead and put the Mark of the Beast in your head now while we have you in here? Would you go ahead and do it now?
They're going to track you.
They would have to cut my head off if they want to do that.
Damn right.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly right.
I tell you, when it comes to the eyes, messing with stuff like that, I mean, you get real nervous.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because that's nothing to play
with. I talked to the doctor in earnest about that because Final Destination kind of scared me away from having anything done to my eyes.
Oh, God,
forgot
worst.
About that in the movie where they...
I couldn't watch that. Oh. Awful.
Edith, why does hearing about your eye make my butthole pucker? I don't get it. I don't know what's happening with that.
Is that a song?
I'm levitating right now listening to this. Pucker. You made
maybe.
My butthole pucker.
You ready to be gassy again?
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
Jeez. Hey, do you miss your pinky toe? I mean, like, do you try to get a replacement? How does that work?
Nah, I don't miss it. It looks like I got a little alien toe growing.
I sent you the pictures, fat boy.
What, it grows back?
What? No. Oh. But where they stitched it, it was just a little nub. Oh, that
okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know if it grew back or not. I mean, that'd be cool if it would. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Edith, I hope everything goes okay. It will. And there's no hope needed. It will. Everything will be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my doctor's hands is in God's hands. Our God's hands is in my doctor's hands. Let me rephrase that.
Well, I hope the doctor washed his hands after going to the restroom.
And if you got help, you know, hope you get some help as far as, like, you know, helping you out.
Yeah. Yeah. You need Fat Boy to come drive you around?
I'll do. I haven't been up there in a while. I'll go.
My doctor's hands. Well.
I don't want to see your feet, Paige.
It's not her feet.
I'm a good dude boy. I can get you.
That's her.
Well, y'all are welcome down here anytime.
All right, my dear. You have a good morning, okay?
Well, y'all do the same, and I love y'all.
All right, we love you, Edith.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. Well, bye-bye.
I didn't send you anything bad.
I was kind of distracted by it. Because usually when Paige is flashing a picture, it's like a ding-a-ling or whatever. And she'll make fun of it. Usually it's one you need to have two phones to actually see the full thing.
Yeah.
But she'll, you know, be poking fun.
Yeah. It's like a panoramic shot.
Seeing somebody with a patch, man, that's rough. messing with her eyes is...
She'll be fine.
I'd be nervous the whole time. I got it confused with LASIK, I guess, because somebody said they had LASIK. That's right. And for 2 weeks, they couldn't get their eyes wet.
LASIK, yeah. Laser. But what is the difference, though?
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about as far as surgery-wise, what she's going to get.
Ultrasound is sound.
I thought it was just when you're pregnant. So.
It's not cutting into anything.
I can't cry! Edith, put your eyeball next to your speaker right now. I'm going to fix your eyes. You ready?
You're going to vibrate it off.
Your heel!
Ultrasound is sound.
Ultrasound is sound. I think supersonic is super.
It's not dang tearing it or cutting. That's what I mean. It's smoothing it out.
Double fix it now.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
There it is. And here they are. And we're live. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We got to okay, hang on a second.
Got to check the reverberation. Is it good now?
Check.
Do we have echoes?
I don't think so. We just got too loud, didn't we?
Dax Harwood, would you say testing?
Testing.
Cash Wheeler, would you please say testing?
You said testing, right?
Testing. Whatever you want to say. Okay, good. And there we are. We're live streaming this on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and then it'll be on all our social media this afternoon. It's odd because, you know, Cash, you've called into the show before, and then Dax, this is now third appearance?
I'm not sure. Maybe, yeah.
You don't keep up with it. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's the day before TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Big day.
He left his phone last time. We're like, should we tell him he left his phone?
I know.
See, I don't remember that. I have no idea.
You don't remember that, really?
No.
Gosh.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's like when a girl says, oh, that was just a summer thing for me. For you, it was like your everything.
It was your life.
It's like, dude, remember that time when we found his phone in here? And it's like,
that's just my
remember
Thursday.
Right. I know.
Usually,
I know.
When we leave work, it usually is like a little shoulder bag, like,
right.
We'll get back to the hotel, and he's like, oh, I left this. And I'm just as bad, but mine's usually earlier in the day. I'll forget stuff. And his is later in the evening when we're leaving work.
Come up to that microphone just a little bit more. We want to hear it. So, welcome, gentlemen.
What's up? Welcome. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe first time in studio. I've listened most of my life.
Isn't that crazy?
I've never actually been in here.
Remember the first time you connected with us on Twitter the first time, and I'm like, that's the same guy. And then I was like, I put it all together, and I was like, holy crap. And then two and two together, and I was like, well, look at that. That's crazy. So,
where do you even start? It's like, it's so much you want to dive into.
Well,
can I get this out of the way? And if I get Shatter Machine right now, then that's fine.
Oh, God.
But I've been doing it all morning, so I want to play it now.
Say yeah!
Tell him to stop.
I like it.
That was my favorite part of that music.
Yeah.
You didn't like the harmonica?
So we had two different versions. I don't know if you know that. We had two different versions, one with a harmonica and one without.
Yeah.
And I think that they wanted us to be more Southern, so they added the harmonica eventually. At first, it was like this hard rock thing, right? Yeah. Southern rock, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they added the harmonica. That's when they started adding in to our promos, y'all and yonder and, you know, get on over here.
I guess
we're stupid rednecks.
They wanted to stereotype us as the dumbest Southern people you could possibly have. God. So it's just like, let's throw some harmonica and some yonders
in
there.
Which I could have just said, just let me act like I am, and I will be.
Yeah, it would come natural.
Just get us fired up. Let's see what happens.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay. So that's a good question. Secondly, the other question that I don't know if you remembered from earlier, Fatboy, do y'all, now, or I guess now we know in the previous employer, you didn't, but like, do y'all have any say-so in your intro music?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, our first entrance music, we actually hired someone to make the first entrance music in AEW. We hired someone to make. His name is Matt Kuhn, and then eventually we wore a pair of trunks just to reminisce and to honor the Midnight Express and Tony Khan's all that. And he immediately wanted us to have Midnight Express-esque music. So he had his in-house guy, Mikey Ruckus, make the music. And he called, Tony called us in his office to play it for us. And Cash got there before I did, and he sent me a text, and he was like, "This music is not good. You're not going to like it." So I walked in, and Tony played it, and when he played it, dude, Tony was dancing around his office and, like, fist pumping. He loved it. So there was nothing I could say anyway, you
sure.
know. But, you know, we did it, and it's now it's just part of our everyday life, it seems like, that. You know, that's the thing. Most of the wrestlers, when they're around us, not even around us, just in general, they'll just hum our theme song because it's so easy and so catchy.
Yeah.
It's something you could dance to. I mean, it's a compliment. You know.
Yeah, like, we wore those midnight trunks, and it just made something click for him. And he was he called us in, and I can't remember where Dax was at that point, but it was just me, like, getting pulled into the office, and he plays it for me, and he's just looking at me so expectantly. Like, he's so happy. And it's not that I hated the song. I just couldn't imagine how we even walk out to it.
Right.
Like, compared to everything else we'd ever come out to with the Say Yeah and the other music, it's like, I can't picture us walking out to this. I can't fathom it.
Right.
But he was so excited. And then when Dax got in there and he's playing it for him, he's legit dancing to it while he's, like, holding his phone up. Oh, and we're like, this is our new entrance music. Let's see what happens.
Well, you know, like, I don't even know statistically or whatever who was the first guy to or group to walk out to music. I don't remember.
Freebirds try to stake that claim, but I don't think that's accurate. Dax, can you
I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard Freebirds, but that's from Michael Hayes, and Michael Hayes takes, you know, credit for everything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a lot of drugs.
That too. But yeah, I'm not sure. There were a few wrestlers who did theme music before. But I'm not exactly sure who it was. I mean, I know the Freebirds came out to Freebird, back in the early 80s. But, I don't know.
I tell you what, though, it just made me think what y'all did the last go-around with Dennis Condrey before he passed.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. Was good. I got to meet Bobby years ago at an indie show down in Georgia.
That was
that was nice.
That was here in Greenville too. We got to have, like, him getting the ring and to have that moment to speak and all that. And I watched that after he passed, and I was like, I can't watch this right now. That's too emotional. But I'm so glad that he got to have those moments too.
Absolutely.
And I still have them. Like, Dax sent me a picture of him after the fact. A picture of me and Dennis. But he gifted me a pair of his Midnight Express boots.
Oh, man.
Damn.
And I still have them at the house right now.
Like, hell yeah.
Every time I see him, I'm just blown away that's where my life has led me.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, the other time we met Bobby is when we meet him, and then Buff Bagwell walks in butt naked right in front of everybody.
that was
Buff on the Buff?
Full circle.
That was in Easley, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, that was, I said Georgia. It was Easley.
That's when you realized that when they called him Buff, it was just about his pecs.
That's what it was. I was kind of surprised. Like, you were a jiggler, man.
Okay. Buff forgot the stuff.
Pretty much.
Now you know.
Take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We come back more with FTR. Don't forget, people are like, where are they going to be at? When is it? It's tomorrow night, AEW. It's Harris. Help me out with the...
Harris Cherokee Event Center.
Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong name. Harris Cherokee Event Center. Yes.
Correct.
Will we
the
be
actual
able to
Civic
there?
Center to the OGs.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Exactly. That's where I was supposed to go see Sturgill, and the damn place got flooded out. You were going to be there too.
I was going
to
see him in like 2019.
Well, I think that was it.
So, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. God, like, what would happen if Stokely started carrying a tennis racket? Like, what would happen?
Probably, honestly, we could get canceled, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Cornette doesn't have the biggest fan base in modern professional wrestling today.
Right.
I mean, I love him. He's fine with me, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know how our fan base would feel about that.
Yeah. I think as far as his takes go, like, some are pretty valid, some are pretty far-fetched.
Yeah.
But if Stoke did that, we would absolutely – they would try – to get us off TV completely, probably.
I love the addition
never
to Stokely happen. With you guys. It's an odd balance. It really is.
Yeah, man, he's awesome. I've said it before in other interviews, but I tried to get him with us in the other company back in 2019, but they had other plans for him. And then when he came to AEW, the initial plan was to put him with us. That's why we got rid of Tully. We were going to put him with us, but then all of a sudden we started catching fire as people started to actually like us for some reason. So we never got a chance to do it. And once we beat up Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, we had an opportunity to bring him on board, and it's been awesome since.
I love his dynamic. I love what he brings to the table, because he can be serious, but like he can, even when he's not trying to be, he can be so entertaining. Like,
yeah.
You know what I was kind of curious about real quick? You mentioned the other company. We've heard all the news. They ask people to restructure and resign. When you give so much as a talent, like, what do you think when you hear that?
I mean, we were just talking about it downstairs with Matt over here. But it's sad. Tony came along and brought AEW, and AEW in 6 years has blown up so much.
Yeah.
But Tony's the reason that wrestlers were finally allowed to get paid what they deserved.
Right.
And, it sucks that this company has come along and merged WWE and UFC, and they're making record profits. And they ask the people that are breaking their bodies to take a 50% pay cut. That sucks. For my friends that work there, I feel bad. But, that's why I feel blessed and fortunate to work where I work and who I work for, because he's a stand-up guy. And, he puts his talent first.
Yeah, there's not too many places in wrestling, I think, you can really draw a hard line when you are trying to live this dream and do what you want to do on a high level. But that's the ultimate insult to me, to ask you to take a pay cut from an agreed upon signed amount,
especially when your CEO is getting 36 million.
When one man in 1 year made 70 million, do not ever.
Yeah.
One year, one person, more than the entire roster combined. Do not.
I love the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all these crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break it down.
You know what?
Like,
I know what I'm doing now. I'm hitting them both at the same time.
Oh, nice.
I did it to Paige yesterday, too. If you hit the on and the off, well, it ain't going to turn on.
No, it's not. Break it down. Button.
Live. To reach over.
Call Rob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say famous people born on the 13th of May. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Ooh, you did that well.
Starting off with a big one today, boys.
Ooh.
I don't know where he comes in on this song, but he is on this song.
Is he?
It's a duet.
Who is it?
He's coming to town next month, coming to Clemson.
Morgan
Wallen. It's his birthday today.
Keep wallin', 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 wallin'.
Oh, why don't they do that?
Morgan wallin', wallin', wallin'.
This is called I Had Some Help. A lot of people like this one.
Yeah.
And when you listen to it, you're like, why didn't I think of that to write that? It's a simple, catchy song.
Why didn't you write it?
Yeah, fat boy.
I had to be...
You'd be Morgan Wallering.
That's you. Like, country songs are the easiest to write.
Hell yeah.
When you listen to them, but like you can't really think of the structure. You're like, I could have done that, but why didn't I think about it?
Like the ones where they really like tell a story, like Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah.
Or Wait in the Truck.
Wait in the Truck.
It's like you took an hour and a half movie and condensed it into 5.5 minutes. Thank you.
Plus, how catchy is it in the Ella Langley song where you just say, I'm drinking Jack all by myself?
It sounds like she's saying something dirty. Anyway, Morgan Wallen, Paige loves his YouTube early work.
She does.
I will say.
Throwing chairs, too.
31?
32. Morgie. Wallen is 33
Whoa.
Damn.
Years old today.
Morgie.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallerin. Make that page. Make it an AI.
God, she will too, but it won't look like me.
The picture you took with FTR yesterday, you didn't like make yourself have huge muscles like you were pushing them through a table or something.
Well, I was kind of kneeling down because I didn't want to be like, I wouldn't want to be too tall. And then somebody messed up my shoes. Those weren't my shoes.
What?
Somebody stepped on them?
Changed my shoes in a picture.
Oh, change them in a picture. I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't change them.
No.
I've got zero AI capabilities.
Zero.
I don't know. I don't have a Gronk password or nothing.
Grok. I have to look at that and see.
Yeah, because those aren't my shoes. I was wearing boots.
Michael Keaton?
No, but it is a Batman.
Val Kilmer?
Nope.
He's dead.
He is dead. Rest in peace.
Adam West is dead.
He's dead.
George Clooney just had a birthday.
Yep, so it's not him.
The new one?
Yep, I mispronounce his name a lot.
Edward, no. Is it Edward?
No.
But he was the vampire, correct?
He was the vampire.
Oh, Twilight.
Yes. Give me the initials.
R.P.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, the Batman.
Jesus, man.
I usually call him Patterson.
Yeah.
Which I think they're doing another Batman right now. Pretty sure.
I thought he did a good job.
It wasn't a bad movie. Mm-mm. It was pretty good. He's a pretty good actor. Movie called Good Time he was in. That was a good movie.
Dynamite. Did he play Walona?
He played Fred Berry.
Oh, nice.
That was a different show. Is what's happening
all together.
Dang it.
You got him free in Poe Mill.
How old is he, man?
That's kind of a hard one.
38.
Robert.
God, no, he's not that old.
He's older than I'll say 42.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to stay 38 then.
What's the one question Paige asks me every day that she didn't ask me on this one?
Is it a big one?
It is a big one.
40.
40 years
lordy,
old.
Lordy, lordy.
For Robert Patterson.
Is it a big one? I don't know if you had that spot on it.
Which must have been on the backside because it's not like he saw it.
Oh, you should have read the text during that thing.
I can't read, luckily. So.
I was saying that. I can't say it. No, I can't. It was dirty. The guy had a dark spot on his
filthy
junk.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out to be skin cancer, and people were saying, you know.
Hey, guys, what if it was an old booger? I love the show.
No, they were making it very graphic and gay.
Melanoma,
you can imagine now.
Maybe he should have cleaned up better.
That's nothing.
Metallica.
No, this is a more obscure GNR track.
Oh.
But this gentleman was on this album, so.
Chinese?
Yep. Chinese Democracy. He was only in the band for 4 years. It's not even what he's most famous for.
Oh, very well done. Johnny Depp.
No.
Johnny Depp?
No. Guitarist. If I gave you his real name, would he give it away?
Oh, Slash. Saul?
No. His real name is Brian Patrick Carroll. He had his own band. When he was in GNR, he was cutting his own music. He was only in it for 4 years. And if you looked at him, you might get hungry. You might want some chicken.
Oh, yeah. It's Buckethead.
Buckethead's birthday.
Crap.
Old KFC Bucket.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. How about Suck It Bucket?
Suck It Bucket.
I haven't sucked it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I'll say 45.
Buckethead is 57 years old today.
Damn.
Buckethead.
Now, you're not going to tell any of these to suck it because we got some heavy hitters here.
I really wish Jug would wear like a racing helmet that looked like a milk jug. I mean, I know OSHA wouldn't approve it.
He should,
none of those
though.
People. It'd just be kind of a trendy thing, you know?
They could put it on his helmet, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
Like a little tribute.
Yeah. Like, why is it like Biltmore Milk posting sponsoring his car? Dude. His name is... Or Hooters. For God's sakes. His name's Jug.
Why didn't we cross-promote and get the AEW car on Jug?
God!
We're all buddies.
Yeah.
Is it it?
It's Sony.
No.
Mark Bryan.
No. I thought you would have got this in one guess.
Darius Rucker.
It is Darius' birthday. Put on a little deer here.
You know, his I don't know if his mom is still with us or not. Mother Rucker. She.
Oh, I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was doing the show where Public Enemy came on stage with him recently.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, boy. He only wanted to be with you.
I don't know what song they sang, but Flava Flav did come up. We actually have audio from Hootie right when he came
up. Oh, he's laughing. Is it a big one?
It is a big one.
60.
60.
Hootie is 60. Excuse me, Darius is 60.
Hey, man.
That Gamecock is 60 years old.
Wow.
Everybody's got a Hootie story. Hey, I played basketball with him in college. Pick up.
Yeah. I thought he was white.
Oh, dang, I should have kept it going.
See him in concert. I did. It was one of those great things. Huh? You know all those YouTube videos where it's like they'll set like a bunch of black people down and play country music or vice versa. They'll play rap music. And it's like first reactions. Bull crap. Like, they showed these black guys the other day sitting there listening to like Skynyrd or somebody, and they're like, oh, never heard this before. Oh, okay, I can feel this. I can feel this. Like, you're a liar. You've like watched, you that movie was in Forrest Gump. It was in all these commercials. You've heard that
plus, song. Depending on where you're from, you've heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I skipped ahead because I was going to keep Hootie going for this other fellow South Carolinian whose last show is May the 21st because he got fired a year ago.
His last show?
His last show is going to be May the 21st. Oh. Famous South Carolinian.
His last show. Oh, Stephen Colbert. Yeah.
Stephen Colbert's birthday.
Let's get ready to suck it.
Really?
I knew you'd suck it on Colbert.
We should emancipate him from our state.
I think his last guest might be Letterman, I think they said.
Well.
Maybe I got that wrong.
61.
Give Shane Gillis a talk show. Give what are those guys a talk show?
Shane Gillis Alexander?
Yes.
Do you watch talk shows though?
No one does. Have you seen the ratings? Like they're like
the Nelson ratings?
Yes. I mean they're like I know we did well in our last ones and it's radio versus TV, but like the money that's spent on late night talk shows versus what they're getting out is diddly squat, man.
So they're giving it to Byron Allen, but he's buying the time and selling his own ads. The same Byron Allen who I believe owned the company that fired like every local meteorologist in most of the country.
Yeah, but didn't he like get something on NBC years ago and like as a goodwill kind of thing they gave him that 1 hour slot that comes on after Saturday Night Live or something?
It might have been because I mean he's got enough dough where he almost bought the Broncos.
Yeah.
Colbert is 62.
Well,
we can't skip this dude. Former Detroit Piston. He was a Piston. He was a Spur.
Dennis Rodman.
It is Rodman's birthday.
Damn.
He was a
good
Bull.
Good one, Batman.
Yeah.
D-Rod.
Who did he retire with? I don't
Lakers?
Know.
Lakers? Was it Lakers
was
or Spurs?
Was it Lakers or Spurs? I
have to look that up.
He'll be coming to Spartanburg soon. Think about that.
What is
worm.
He doing?
He's going to be signing autographs and taking pictures.
I thought he was doing a comedy routine or something. <He's>
I saw Rodman at Hulk Hogan's funeral, and he was just wearing his NWO shirt. But it was him and Hogan on the back of the shirt.
Man, I'm gonna get a chance to talk to him when that happens, you know? And, he seems like he just needs a friend. Like he's had problems with his, ex-wives and stuff. His daughter doesn't have anything to do with him. Trinity, she's an excellent soccer player.
Dude, we got to get Worm on the show.
I trying to, but he goes through Ric Flair and Mike Tyson's guy, and that guy's.
Oh come on.
He's a guy who thinks you get paid for interviews, And
oh,
that's,
wow.
Yeah, that's like okay.
Not here.
Okay.
Does Paige have to send him a couple picks?
Like, I don't know. Stevie Wonder.
Yep, Stevie Wonder. Oh, Robin, 65, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Hard to believe. 60. Doesn't look like it.
No.
This is a big one for Stevie.
No. Sorry.
75.
76 years old.
Damn.
For Stevie
Does
Wonder.
Does he essentially just have a ponytail now?
It's just all in the back.
That's all he has.
I mean, he's just like rocking like the Teddy Long look from 1989.
Let's hear the joke of Cat Williams talking about going to Stevie Wonder's house and the grass is all crunchy out in front. Oh, that was great with Kevin Hart, too. I didn't mean anything I said.
Dude, that was very unexpected. That was fun.
Harvey Keitel. Oh, Stevie Wonder, 76. Harvey Keitel, uh-huh. What a legend.
81.
82.
87 years old.
Damn.
Happy heavenly birthday to La 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 Bamba.
Richie, dude, we just said, I said Richie Valens earlier. We were talking about the comet.
You must have known.
Big bopper.
Yoruba, Yoruba. Would have been 85 years old.
Yoruba, Yoruba.
Joe Louis had his own arena until they tore it down. I think they tore it down, right? In Detroit?
Yeah, yeah.
He would have been 112 years old.
Oh, wow. I was about to guess his age. He's dead.
Dorothy Sobornak herself. Maud. B. Arthur.
Ah.
Should have been 104 years old. Who?
You ever see the nude photo of her?
Oh, yeah. It's not bad.
No, man. Like,
plus, wasn't she in the Marines?
Weird. It is weird. Was she a Marine?
I think she was in the Marines.
She went for the Golden Girls Ball.
I'm pretty sure she was in the service.
Yeah, this was like pre-Maud. Like, she did some kind of nude pictorial. Also, sad news report here today. Donald Gibb, a name you may not know, but he played the role of Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds. He has died at the age of 71.
Oh, Grim Reaper.
Yes.
Bless his heart.
He's gone.
I'm sorry.
71.
Rest in peace.
Was he cross-eyed?
I think he was, actually.
We need to go, you nerds. I don't know if he did
don't
that for
that.
Emphasis.
It'll be stuck.
It'll you stay that way.
Dude, did you know the Marines?
It happened to Cash Patel when he lied in front of Congress.
That's how you know he's lying.
God. My eyes just keep getting closer and closer. He starts talking about bourbon.
This is B. Arthur was in the Marine Corps Women's Reserve during World War II.
Good God.
I didn't know they had a women's reserves.
Wow.
She was 21 in 1943 and she enlisted.
It says here she was a Tuskegee Airwoman. That's got to be a lie.
It's at the Sabre Division.
Gotta be a lie.
She was at Cherry Point, North Carolina, a dispatcher.
Oh.
She went to staff sergeant before she got honorably discharged 2 years later.
Uh-oh.
That was a tough chick, man.
Yeah.
Funny as hell, too.
Yeah.
I liked her.
I like tough old battle axes.
What names
well, you
like that?
Call her that. You're a tough old battle axe. That's look, not gonna end well.
Tough toots.
She's like, she's the kind of woman like that. On the right day could whoop your ass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I like those two. Big women, like not fat, but like big. We love big women.
Yeah.
Trump's imagine going around China looking at all the Chinese women and he's you all look alike. You don't have any big women. You all have little women.
That is very rare to see an overweight Chinese woman. Or you know, Asian, I'll say.
Did you see him waving to the kids when he was walking by?
Yeah.
With the Jinping the last time he was there?
Yeah.
Look at the little Chinese kids.
We love the Chinese
kids. We love the Chinese little
babies. We love your food. I don't like MSG either. I tried to buy it. Okay. Tomorrow, the gripping return. You ready? Facebook fussing Thursday show here. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Say yeah.